Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Surprise, Randy. Where's Randy? All right, let's get this over with. Yeah, we gave up 33 points. Does it suck? Yes, it sucks. All right. We could have done a lot better, guys. And it was coaching and playing. We busted some daggum assignments. We as coaches didn't do a good enough job of getting these guys ready to get the right communication on the field, and that was caused the bust assignments. And they scored on those bust assignments, you know, three times. They got us. They scored touchdowns. We didn't make them go up by threes. We did at the end of the game. They didn't do nothing in the red zone, all that stuff. But the plain fact of the matter is that first game, we got to do a better job, number one, of coaching, and number two, of playing.
Coach, is there any rhyme or reason to how you choose who has the audio helmet?
Yes, there is. You try to give it to somebody who's going to be in the game all the time. You know, our inside guys right now, we don't have those guys that are going to be in the game all the time. T.J. Watt is the guy who's going to be in the game all the time if he can. You know what I mean? If he gets hurt or something like that and has to come out, then obviously we got to go without the coach to play our helmet.
Well, you do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, we do it anyway. We do that anyway. I mean, we try to talk as much as we can, but we still got to give the signals sometimes. And, you know, as much as we'd like not to do that so nobody can steal them, you still got to do it. Because corners in this league have got to see they're way the heck out there, and you can be screaming your head off in the game and they can't hear you.
Coach, that change was made, obviously, after you were a player.
Yes.
What benefit would have it been if you had that in your day?
Well, you still got the same problems, and they still pace you. I mean, they paced us too in the way back when. But they still did all this stuff, and you still got a daggum signal. The signal, it's going to be hard to eliminate signals in the game because of what people are doing in terms of pacing you, hurrying up, and all that stuff. So you got to be able to communicate from the sideline to the field. And that was part of our problem also. That wasn't just the players. That was us as coaches. We got to do a better job of communicating from sideline to the field.
Do you frown upon using wristbands?
No, we used them.
Can that be stolen too in some regard?
Not if you change them. You can steal the numbers all you want to, but if you change what's underneath that number, I mean, okay, it's your guess as good as mine. So, you know, the game happens too fast for that, I think, even for offenses. You know, they might know a number that you're putting up there or something like that, but if you change it every quarter, you change it every halftime, then, you know, they're giving the wrong defense, which is, you know, that's fine with me. They don't do it.
But every year it seems like we talk about the same things in September, the communications.
Right.
How much
right.
of that is just not having the group on the field together a lot?
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, you got to daggum practice. You know, I mean, training camp, practice is important in training camp. But you gotta, as a coach, you gotta weigh the pluses and the minuses in terms of who you put that out there and how much you put them out there in training camp, just to make sure they can play a 16-game schedule. 16-game schedule is a long freaking season, man. I mean, what it does to your body and stuff like that, it's hard to daggum, you know, make it through that 16 games and then go to the playoffs. You hope you play 20 games. That's what you're hoping. Or 19 if you happen to get a bye week in the first time in the playoffs and stuff like that. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes those guys that are young guys, you know, first and second year, maybe third year, you can't afford for them to miss time in the communication arena. And that happens. And you know, does it happen every year? Probably so to a certain extent, but for the most part, you know, we're going to try to do what we do best, and that is to, you know, get after people and try to eliminate some of the thinking.
What does Davis do to be able to help that communication, though, compared to a guy that's only been on the roster a couple months?
Well, I mean, it helps quite a bit because even though we played a new defense against these guys. You know, Sean has been out there and done that. He knows what we expect of him. Him and T.E. have played together a lot. To me, it's what's big to me is our defense playing together and knowing each other well enough that if something happens, we can make an adjustment, and they know what we're saying, what the communication is. It's not daggum Chinese to them. You know what I mean? When they talk to each other, they know it's English. They know what the crap's going on. So that's what we're trying to get out of them, and I think we'll get it.
How would you evaluate Bush's debut, the good and the bad of it?
Well, he made one little minor mistake there. He jumped down there and he tried to daggum press the guy, and he had a guy next to him that picked him. You know what I mean? And as a rookie, you learn stuff like that. He was trying to do the best he could because he wanted to cover the guy, and he felt like covering the guy, he could get on and put his hands on him and stuff like that. It just so happens another guy was right next to him at the same level, and they picked him. You know, that's probably the biggest play that he gave up the whole game, but I think he's going to learn from his mistake, that mistake in particular, and he'll be much better. He'll be much better.
Chief, how worried are you about the company bruised up the DBs coming into this weekend?
I think they'll be okay at the end of the week, you know. Still hoping for Joe. I'm not sure about what's going on with him, you know, his shoulder and stuff like that, but, you know, he tells me he's going to be ready to play. I always ask them how they feel and all this stuff. You know, the game's a rough game, and so we're hoping and thinking that we'll have everybody available.
When you look at a guy like Metcalf and a guy like 19 on your offense,
uh-huh.
Not just the speed and the height, but the
big
size,
they're big.
How hard does that make it when you're trying to look at a game plan and say, oh, we'd like to jam these guys, but maybe that's easier said
than
done?
Well, you got to pick and choose your poison, you know. I mean, 18 for them is a big dude. What is he, 6 foot, 220 or something like that? It runs pretty good. And Metcalf, 14, I mean, he's a good size too. So what do they like to do? Those guys run the ball for good reason, you know, because that's what they do best. And, you know, Carson is a big man that's got daggum strong legs. He's hard to get on the ground. They've got the team built for controlling the ball and stuff like that and keeping the offense off the field. Everything you think about old school football, which is, you know, eat up the clock and stuff like that, time of possession, turnover, all that stuff that's usually worked out positive in the past still works out, and that's what they're trying to do. So what we got to do is, hey, we got number one, we got to stop them from freaking running the ball. Number two, we got to be effective when they try to go play action, because how effective they are in play action is determined how well they run the football. So we got to be able to daggum do both and get them to third down, get them in third and long and stuff like that, and hopefully win out on third down.
Keith, when you see miscommunication, do you ever wonder, is it a little too complicated?
We always look at that, and we always have looked at that. You know, we're not so smug to think that, you know, we can be too smart as coaches sometimes. We look at that and look at every angle that we can, and try to gauge what our guys can handle. And, you know, sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. You know what I mean? We got to be able to communicate and do the things that we ask them to do. Everything draws up on the board real good, but what happens on the field is maybe sometimes a little bit different.
Well, do you feel that the group of guys you have is more naturally suited to covering a guy like Russell Wilson, who's going to hold on to the ball and run around a little longer than, say, Brady who doesn't,
that's right. But Brady don't have to, he's got everybody picking for him.
Right.
So everybody, that's what they did, you know, they did to us, they picked a little bit, and some of it was legal, some of it wasn't, but you know, hey, that's part of the game. So Russell will hold the ball and try to make plays and stuff like that. I don't know if he does it as much as he used to, you know what I mean? You don't see him. Yeah, what I see him keep the ball when he fakes the daggum dive and all that stuff. I see him keep the ball in crucial times. I don't see him do it all the time. You know what I mean? So is he a guy that we got to regard? Yes, he is. He still throws the ball well. He does all that stuff well. They got a good football team. And it's going to be a challenge for us to beat them here. It really is. But this is a National Football League. It's at one every week. Everybody in the league's got a good team. You know what I mean? So we got to do the best we can with what we got.
Keith, what was illegal about the picks?
It's legal. It's legal. It's legal now to be more than 1 yard down the field to pick, but not supposed to be. But that's a don't quote me on that, man. It'd get me in trouble. All right, don't get me in trouble doing that crap. I'm just saying they get away with a lot of stuff, which I mean, hey, it's an offensive game, and that's how we sell tickets. That's how we all get paid. All of us get paid because of the daggum the game. You know what I'm saying? So the game, they're going to make it as exciting as possible. They can sell it on TV, which, hey, I'm all for, man. I mean, that's been my freaking whole career. So I'm not going to bitch about it too much. They did a good job with it. We just got to make sure that we're aware of it a little bit more. They do a better job of coaching.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.